The Gemara in Brachas has a machlokas beis Hillel beis Shammai, and what is the Seder HaKiddush? What is the order for our Kiddush Friday night? Beis Shammai says, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Bracha on Kedushas HaYom first, V'achakach Mevorach Al HaYayim. And afterwards you make the Borei Pri HaGafen. And our minig is we follow beis Hillel, that first we make the Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we make the Mekadesh HaShabbos. And the Gemara goes through the discussion, what is the reason why we do Borei Pri HaGafen first before Mekadesh HaShabbos? So we have a principle of Tadir. V'she'eino Tadir. Tadir kodem, that's something which is frequent, and something which is less frequent. The frequent one takes precedence. So therefore, since we make Borei Pri HaGafen a lot more than Mekadesh HaShabbos, so therefore, Pri HaGafen goes first. Like we have this principle all the time, like Talis before Tefillin. Why do we put on a talis before tefillin? So one reason is malin makodesh ve'in moridin, that tefillin has a higher level of kedusha. But the other reason given is that talis we wear every day, tefillin we just wear 6 days a week. So tadir v'she'inu tadir kodam, because in our religion, something which happens more often takes precedence. And that's why there's a whole discussion whether Yom Kippur is more kadosh than Shabbos. So we assume Shabbos is, well, at least according to the Ran. Because the Ran, when the Gemara Megillah, the Mishnah talks about the different amount of aliyahs, so the Ran associates the Kedushas Hayom with the number of Aliyah. So 3 on a regular day, Rosh Chodesh 4, 5 on Yom Tov, and it's a Machlokes, whether 6 for Yom Kippur, 7 for Shabbos, or 6 for Shabbos, 7 for Yom Kippur. We paskin 6 on Yom Kippur and 7 on Shabbos. So, and the Ran says it's a reflection on the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore we see Shabbos is even holier than Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur only falls out once a year, while Shabbos falls out every week. This year we don't have to worry, because we don't have to choose, because it's Yom Kippur, Shachol, B'Shabbos. Either way, that's the Gemara, Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So the famous question of the Pei Yoshua, the Slach, and others, that what do you do when you have two components of the same mitzvah? So let's say the mitzvah of Kiddush. You have two components. You have the Borei Pri HaGafen element, and you have the Mekadesh HaShabbos element. So Borei Pri HaGafen, so it's a discussion in the Rishonim, how much of Kiddush is D'oraisa? So some opinions are, well, there are three components to the Kiddush. There's saying the words, there is saying the words, there is holding the cup and drinking the cup of wine. So some Rishonim say all three aspects are D'oraisa, even drinking. That's all Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Nazir. It's not really Rashi, whether a Nazir could drink wine or not. So we have some sheets in the Rishonim, all three are D'oraisa, some say just holding the cup, and we pass it like the Rambam, that Kiddush Bidvarim is D'oraisa. And according to the Magen Avraham, when we daven Friday night, Shmona Esrei, we yotze the mitzvah. So the Pnei Yoshua and the Slach ask, what happens when you have Tadir, you have a mitzvah D'rabbanan, or you have a D'rabbanan, which is Tadir, like Borei Pri HaGafen, but you have a D'oraisa, which is Eino Tadir, making Kiddush. Mekadesh HaShabbos is D'oraisa. So What do you do? What wins? Does Daraisa be out Tadr or not? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Schach assume that Daraisa Eino Tadr beats out a Tadr. So the question is, so why don't we do it Friday night? So the question of the Pnei Yehoshua and the Schach is, we make Bar Priya Gofen, even though it's Tadir, and then we do Mekadesh HaShabbos with Daraisa. So they assume that Daraisa Eino Tadir beats out a Darabanan Tadir, so how come our Kiddush is out of order? Beis Shammai seems to be right. We should do Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Bar Priya Gofen. So Pnei Yehoshua answers, no, really, Beis Hillel is right. But the Magen Avraham writes, when Davin, the Rambam writes, the Yotze Kiddush Daraisa with Dvarim. And the Magen Avraham says, if that's the case, then when you Davin Friday night, Shemona Esrei, you Yotze Mekadesh HaShabbos, you Yotze Davining, Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So therefore, the time when we go back and make Kiddush, it's only a Kiddush Darabanan. That's the famous kasha, how could men make Kiddush for the wives, if the wives haven't davened? But that's a separate shiur. So what do we see? They're only both, in Achinami, the Raisa beats out of Darabanan. But since they're both Darabanan, so the Efa Tadir wins. And the Schach points out, based on this, if you take it to the logical extension, he says it by Nashim, it would be true by men also. If, let's say, a woman hasn't davened yet, or for that matter, a man, and they're making Kiddush without davening, so it would come out according to the Schach, that you would first do Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Por Pri HaGafen. Haven't seen that done, Lamaisa, but that's the Schach, the logical extreme. That's what it would come out to. And the Pri Chadosh wants to bring a proof to this, that we see that the Raisa beats out Durabanan, because the Gemara talks about by Kriya Shema Lama Kadma Parsha Rishon La Parsha Shnia. Why does Kabbalas O Machus Shamayim come before a Kabbalas O Mitzvahs? So there are different sheets in terms. Well, it's actually a machlokas in the Gemara whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa Durabanan. We paskin it's Daraisa. So within the way we paskin, there are four sheets in terms of how much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa. You have the Ramban, Pasuk Rishon. You have Rashi, Parasha, Rishona. You have the Pri Chadash, the first two parashas. You have the Rambam, three. So the Pri Magan is assuming that both are Daraisa. So, why? Because he says, if Parasha Rishona is Daraisa, not the second one, then why are you asking Lama Kadma? It must be that both Daraisa, and therefore you want to know why this one takes preference. So again, today we see the Pri Chadash also agrees with the Yisod of the Schach and the Pnei Yehoshua, a Daraisa Eino Tadir beats out a Tadir Derabanan. However, that is not the opinion of the Shagis Aryeh. The Shagis Aryeh disagrees and says that no, really, Darabanan Tadir beats out a Daraisa. And what's my proof? How do I know that a mitzvah midrabanan, which is Tadir, beats out a mitzvah Daraisa, which is not Tadir? So the Rai is, you guessed it, Friday night Kiddush, Leil Shabbos. What do? We make Boi Pri HaGafen, and then we make Mekadesh HaShabbos. So even though Mekadesh HaShabbos is Daraisa, it will assume not like the Magen Avraham, you are not Yotze, your mitzvah of Kiddush in Friday night davening. So when you get home, everyone's Chayim Min HaTorah. So if you're both Chayim Min HaTorah, so why is, yeah, we make Pri HaGafen, and so we see Darabanan Tadir beats out a Daraisa. So that's the Machlokes Achronim in terms of the Klal. Is the klal true or not? Do I say that a biblical, in other words, if you have a rabbinical mitzvah which is tadir versus a biblical which is biblical but not tadir, and you basically have two components to the same mitzvah, which one takes precedence? So according to the Pnei Yoshua, the Slach and the Pri Chodesh, the Raisa wins out, and therefore they have to explain why Kiddush is out of water, because you've already fulfilled your deraisa, or according to the pre-chadash, to both deraisa by kriyashma. And the shagazai says, no, drabana meets out of rai is kiddush. The kiddush is still deraisa, and yet we make a boy priya guffin first. So that's the question, whether tadir on a drabanan beats out of deraisa. We have this issue of tadir in other places as well. How strong is the principle of tadir? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us about if one is afflicted with poverty and only has enough money to buy either near Shabbos, near Chanukah, or Kiddush Alayayin, so the Gemara says, Pshita, near Shabbos wins, Shalom Bayis, and then Pirsumei Nisa, near Chanukah wins because of Pirsumei Nisa, and Tadir's on the bottom of the list, wine for Kiddush. So Tosfos asked, this seems to, El Minaga Olam seems to go against it, because the Seder HaKriya, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, so we take out three Sifrei Torah. So what is the order? We read Parsha Shavua, we read Rosh Chodesh, and then we read Chanukah. Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa and Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. So it should be out of order. We just said Pirsumei Nisa Adda, Pirsumei Nisa. If you only have enough money, you buy the near Chanukah. So we should really read Chanukah first. So one answer in Tosa, somebody who showed him saying that no, they limit the principle of Tadir. When does the principle of Tadir apply? When we're dealing with sequence, and when you're going to do both, the question is, what is the order? Then we invoke the rule of Tadir. So therefore, we're reading all three. So therefore, first you do Rosh Chodesh and you do Chanukah. In the case of the Gemara, Pirsumei Nisa Adif doesn't mean it's first. It means that if you have only going to do one, and you only have the principle of Pirsumei Nisa versus Tadir, so Pirsumei Nisa beats Tadir when it's an either or. But if you're going to do both, then Tadir kicks in. That's how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim disagree and say Tadir works even either or. Whether it's either or, if it works, if Tadir works either or, so how come on Shabbat Chanukah? So why is it then? Right, the other Rishonim say that, no, Pirsumei Nisa Adif wins all the time. The first opinion limits it only either or. But according to the other opinion, the Rishonim, Pirsumei Nisa Adif always wins. I have always wins, so why can't we don't win Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh? That's because we want to read, it says Pirsumei Nisa Adif, it doesn't say it comes first, sometimes Achron Chaviv. So therefore it comes out that we want to read from the Haftorah of Chanukah, so therefore we read it with Dafka because it's Adif. So therefore, again, we see that just like we discussed here, that the Raisa of Kiddush, Eino Tadir beats out of Tadir in sequence. So even though over here you're doing both, we see, so I guess you could say over there in that case, in the Gemara, we're talking about near Shabbos, near Chanukah, and you could say they're all derabbanan. Kiddush is deraisa. So Rechinami, some Rishonim say, if you needed, if let's say you needed Kiddush Al Pas for the Daraisa, assuming that Kiddush Al, you need Pas or Yayin for the Daraisa, so then maybe it would be Tadi. We're assuming it's only Darabanan, and therefore that's where they're all back, but it wouldn't be that a Daraisa. So we see Tadi only affects sequence when it comes to. When it comes to other Durabanans, when it comes to a Daraisa, according to Beis Hillel, that the Daraisa wins. And we factor, we also have another discussion by Tadir regarding the issue of, Musaf and Mincha. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us, that If it already is the Zman HaMincha, and one hasn't daven Mincha or Musaf yet, so the Gemara says, it's a discussion in the Gemara, we pass, can you daven Mincha first, because Tadir Vashenu Tadir Kodem. So that's what we assume. And the Rambam points out, however, if you're davening B'tzibor, we work with the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, we don't want to confuse people. You know what, last week we davened Mincha before Musaf, so maybe now in the morning we'll daven Mincha before Musaf. So if you're davening B'tzibor, you do Musaf first, but strictly speaking, Maker Adin, Mincha takes precedence over Musaf. However, there's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. What about the following, Shaila? What happens if, well, you plug in the number, let's assume it takes you 2 minutes to daven Mincha. So, or whether it takes you 20 minutes, 30 seconds, you plug in your own time. So let's assume it takes you 2 minutes to daven Mincha, and it's 2 minutes before Shkia. It's 2 minutes before the last time to daven Mincha. And you haven't daven Musaf or Mincha yet, and you only have time to daven one. If you daven Musaf, you can't daven Mincha. If you daven Mincha, you can't daven Musaf. So which one takes precedence? So Pashtus, based on the Gemara, we would say that Mincha takes precedence. That's what some say, because Mincha is Tadir, and therefore it beats out Musaf, which is Eino Tadir. And other Rachmanim say, no, it's different here, because we have another factor. What is the other factor here? The Gemara tells us in the beginning of the fourth parak, that is the din of tashlumin we have for davening. And the chiddush of the Gemara is, even if you forget Mincha and Ma'ariv is a different day, we still let you daven double Ma'ariv. So we have tashlumin in all our tefillahs. Tosfos says, what about Musaf? The Gemara did not talk about Musaf. So the Gemara Tosfos says, Musaf is different because it's basically karbanos. To arva yom ubato karbano. But the other tefillahs are b'sodei rachamim, so therefore you have tashlumin. So they point out, someone suggests, when do we say Mincha takes precedence over Musaf? That's when you could do both. So we invoke the principle of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. However, in a case where here you're going to miss out, so here they say you should daven Musaf, because Musaf there's no Tashchumen. But then by Mincha there is, so therefore you're able to go ahead and daven a tashlumin for Mincha. So again, we see where, even though we have a general rule of Tadir, but Tadir, according to these Achronim, and if you're going to lose out on another mitzvah, we don't invoke Tadir, or we don't invoke Tadir when it comes to the Raisa versus Drabanan. And according to some, we don't invoke Tadir, we only invoke Tadir if it's sequence, but not if it's either or. And in fact, that's the same Shaila, same issue it seems to be regarding. There's a whole machokas among the Achronim, and Yesh v'Yesh are both acceptable shitas, whether you should make Havdalah first or you should make, should you light near Hanukkah first or should you light near Shabbos, Havdalah. So in Shul, the minhag seems to be you make near Chanukah first, presuming Nisa of the Rabbim. But at home, Yesh v'Yesh. So some say you make Abdullah, and then near Hanukkah. Why, Pasha? Because you want Shabbos to be over? Others say no. Near Hanukkah for his wife, because the Gemara says Abdullah is tadir persume nisa, so persume nisa adif. So therefore, you should. So what's the issue? If everyone agrees persume nisa adif, so what's the makoga? So that's going to be the issue here. In other words, everyone agrees persume nisa adif. That's only when you're doing either or. So some say persume nisa adif all the time, and therefore that's where you go ahead and you daven and you do near Hanukkah first. But if you say persume nisa adif and it's only either or, but if you're doing both, it's order of sequence, then you would invoke tadir. So that'd be also a similar issue we have regarding lighting Motzoi Shabbos. Does Havdalah take precedence or near Hanukkah? So to summarize, we are discussing the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai and the Seder HaKiddush, that Beis Hillel invokes Tadir and the Ephabayah Paragraphon comes through. That seems to go against the Klal of the Pnei Yeshua, the Slach, the Pri Chadash, that the Reis Kiddush is the Reis, the Pri Agafen is only the Rabbanan, so the Reis is Shu without. So that leads the Pnei Yeshua and the Slach to say, no, you're ready, Yotze with the Magen Avram and Davening, and therefore the both Rabbanan, so therefore that's why we make Boy Priya Gafen first. And based on this, the Slach says if one did not Daven Ma'irav, then in theory one should make Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Boy Priya Gafen. And the Pri Chadash had a similar Raya, he's talking about Kriya Shema, but he says the Gemara is Loma Kadma Parash Yushon Kadma Parash Shniya. They're assuming it's both the Raisa, because if only Parashah Rishonah is the Raisa, we know that would come first. Then you have the Slach, then you have the Shagar Sa'i, who disagrees with the principle. He says, no, Durabanan Tadir wins out, Arayo Friday night. We do it every week. Boy Priya Gafin is Durabanan, Mekadesh Shabbos is the Raisa, and therefore you go ahead and Yote. And so we see that Durabanan Tadir wins. And then we discussed the Gemara in Shabbos about if you only have enough money near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, and Kiddush Hayom. So we see Persume Nisa beat out Tadir, near Hanukkah beat out wine for Kiddush. So why is it that we read first Rosh Chodesh and then Hanukkah on when you have Rosh Chodesh, Shachov B'Shabbos Chanukah? So some say, because when do we say Persume Nisa Adav went only either or? But if you're doing both, so then you do sequence Tadu. And so they say, no, Persume Nisa Adav went all the time, and Achron Club, we want to refund the Habibu, we don't, but parties all the time. Others say, no. Didn't it go with it? Did we do Tadu in sequence? And by Musav and Minchav, there's no Tashlumin. Is that enough of a factor? And as well by Havdalah versus Nir Hanukkah, you know, depending on how you learn the Klal of Persume Nisa versus Tadir.